Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're recording!
Recording!
Yay! Hello, everyone!
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelor!
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we're watching, or we're discussing, The Woman Tell All. Mm-hmm. And this was the first time that Justine and I watched a part.
I was so sad and drunk all alone.
Oh my god. I went to Philadelphia for the weekend, so I just caught up this morning, mm-hmm. watching it by myself.
Oh my god, Sobes.
Completely sober.
Damn.
We're recording this now sober. This is the first sober
episode.
First sober episode.
Yep.
And yes, so it's good to be back, Justine. Good to look in your eyes.
Oh god.
Do this again. All right, we got some
church announcements. Yep, some good ones.
Yeah.
We have some shout outs to do. Mm-hmm. You guys keep emailing us, which we love.
Yeah.
And we have two emails about the Bachelor Winter Games specifically. We have one from Nora from Germany. Hi, Nora.
Yay.
She talked about Christian's courting behavior and how he's just a bitch-ass nigga. And how it's nothing to do with German culture.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fine. She's thriving over in Germany. She's fine.
And she reminded us in her email that Christian was on 2 seasons of The Bachelorette.
Yeah, that's right.
He was in Bachelorette Germany and Bachelorette Switzerland. So mm-hmm. she's like, he clearly has no problem going after women. Mm-hmm. So this ain't a German thing. This is just him being a whack-ass guy.
Yeah.
So we stand corrected. Thanks,
Thanks, Nora.
Nora, for the German perspective.
And then one from Alexis, who comes to us from Canada. Hi, Alexis.
Hey.
She is half Chinese, half Yellow Knives, Dene First Nations.
Ooh.
Yay!
Indigenous.
Yes.
Person from Canada.
From Canada.
We are truly touching the spectrum here with our podcast for women of color.
Yes.
Thank you, Alexis.
All the women of color.
Yes. Even just educating us on...
Yeah.
Your background. I had to do a quick little Google search.
Absolutely.
I read a little bit about the Yellow Knives Dene First mm-hmm. Nations people. And so appreciate the email.
And she spoke to us about figure skating, ice dancing, ice skating, all the differences between them. So thank you, Alexis, for clearing that up.
Yep.
And then we have two other emails. Regarding just the regular Bachelor RE season. We have one from Kiara, so shout out to Kiara. She sent us also some screenshots for endorsements for CN for Bachelorette, please!
Yes,
please! Please, ABC! Please!
And her screenshots were specifically of Ari.
Mm-hmm.
So Ari is also seemingly here for
caping.
Hashtag.
Yes,
for CN for Bachelorette.
Yes.
He's been tweeting, commenting, liking little comments
mm-hmm.
and... People are out there watching, so.
And I haven't seen him do the same for Tia.
I haven't.
Yeah.
No. Wow. So we know where he stands. Mm-hmm. We don't really stand for Ari, but we appreciate him standing for
yes!
CN for the next Bachelorette.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And then we have our last email from Michaela, hey. Who is from San Francisco. Hi, Michaela. And she wrote us a really cute and funny email about Becca and her church. And Uncle Gary
grilling Ari
about church. And she said that she's only watching so she can keep up with the podcast. So ABC, you're fucking welcome.
Right? Showing in viewers so they can just follow along with us.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
So yeah, those are our church announcements for the week.
We also had some exciting news.
Yeah. We can't forget. So The Bachelor is coming to an end, right? The next week. Next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
However, we will not.
Two Black Girls, One Rose. We'll keep going, y'all.
Uh-huh. Keep listening.
Yes, we have plans.
Yeah.
Between now and The Bachelorette, which will be premiering in May. We have some stuff in the works. Mm-hmm. So keep listening.
Yep.
That's all we have to say. We'll still be here.
Yes. It's like we're churning butter. We just gotta keep going.
Gotta
keep churning.
Pumping out content. But yes, exciting things in the works. Mm-hmm. So keep supporting us. And we're only continuing to do this because y'all keep supporting us. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's basically it. All right. Know what time it is?
Ooh.
I know what time it is. Time for the
Fear and Eric update.
What's going on with Eric?
You know, nothing. You know? He had Miss Corinne on his podcast, and we won't be discussing that. I'm not listening because I don't care for her, and see you never. So
over the Corinne.
Over the whole thing.
I'm over her 15 minutes of it.
Yes, it's been 30 minutes. Like, I'm done.
Time's up.
Anything new with Mr. Peter?
Not
Mr. Krause?
A damn thing going on with Peter.
Okay.
Still doing boot camps.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that's that.
Okay.
We do have a little bit of Bachelor news. So, fresh off of Bachelor Winter Games and his disgusting display of behavior, Mr. Luke Pell, he was given the opportunity to do a redemption interview with People Magazine. Which just pisses me off, because just let him sit in timeout.
Yes,
let him
right.
get the hate and the bash. Don't give him no platforms to explain himself. He had an entire stage to sit next to Stassi and tell his story, and he decides to sit there in silence. So I'm already just pissed off rip because of that, that People Magazine is giving him a platform. But anyways, I still read the article, so I have to take it off. So, he's trying to explain how and why everything went down with Stassi, him ghosting her and all of that. He claimed that prior to going on Bachelor Winter Games, he recently broke up with a girl.
Okay.
Like a for real girlfriend who's like not in the Bachelor Nation world.
Oh.
And they broke up not too long before the show. So, he went on the show to see if he was ready for love again, yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
He claims that through his relationship with Stassi, it became clear to him that his heart was somewhere else.
What? Where was it?
Back home with homegirl.
Hell no, it was on Instagram promoting that tour.
That's what I'm saying. And like, this is just a lie, because he knows damn well if Stassi accepted that fantasy suite card, his ass would have been in that fantasy suite, not thinking about homegirl back home and his heart that is with her, apparently. So, just the lies.
Would have been knocking them boots.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He then claims that after filming ended, him and Stassi had a heart-to-heart where things were ended mutually.
Oh, my God.
Where they ended things mutually and that he went back to his ex. Like, he's been back with that ex.
No.
Yep. And so he says that when he came out on stage, he was shocked and blindsided by how emotional Stassi was. And the reason why he wasn't really saying anything was because he wanted to be respectful to his girlfriend back home.
So I want to hear from this girlfriend back home.
I don't even care about her. I want to hear Stassi's side, because Stassi is saying that they never had a conversation where they broke up.
Which
is two. They're saying two very different things. He's saying we had a conversation where we ended things mutually.
Yeah.
She sat on stage and said, "When did that conversation happen? Because I wasn't there." And now he's getting to tell his whole story to People Magazine. When I'm like, why did you share this story when you were sitting on the couch? And everyone was looking at you like, what the hell? He just sat there in silence looking dumb. And everyone's like, why aren't you talking?
And no shade to Stassi whatsoever.
None. But absolutely
she
not.
Does not, I don't think, have the English vocabulary to be out here lying.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Like, she doesn't have it to be lying like that.
She has enough to express the truth.
Yeah. Like, for what? What is her motive for lying? No. We know why he would lie, because he has a whole legion of 400,000 followers, whatever, to protect. But what is she? She came on this show for, she didn't come here for no other reason, but, I mean, sure, everyone has opportunities or whatever, but she seemed very genuinely here for Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And so, whatever foolishness he's talking, and now he's getting to present his case on People Magazine, I don't stand for
anything. Yeah, I buy for none of this.
None of it.
I'm not buying whatsoever. Any of this.
So, yeah, that was that piece.
Mm.
Other little just sliver of news, Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yes.
There's talks that some of these international people might be on.
Ooh,
so we might see Stassi again.
Oh, that would be fun.
Or we might see any of these other people again.
Okay.
So that'd be really interesting. Might spice it up. I'm liking that they're bringing in the international folks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're probably starting to get... We're tired of seeing Ashley I on Paradise.
Definitely.
Claire, I'm tired of seeing her. I'm glad she found love.
Yes.
And just move the hell
just
on.
Just move on.
But we need to see some fresher faces. And so I think it's cool that they're bringing in, like, the international people.
Yeah.
And it just adds a new element to the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I haven't even watched this for this long, and I'm like, eh.
Already with some of the people.
Already. Oh, Lord. Okay.
So let's hop into the Woman Tell All recap. Initial thoughts.
Initial thoughts are, all of our predictions were right, which I found very interesting. Our predictions from last week, they were all right.
That we were going to see and hear more from some of the black girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. My prediction of Caroline coming for Miss Crystal.
That was all the way right.
It's just, we just predicted correctly. So that was cool to see.
Yes.
And Sian for Bachelorette. And that's it.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
My initial thoughts, we have to go on a tell-all special.
Yeah, no,
as
we
I sat
to.
There and watched this, I was like, we just needed to be here so we can produce, like, an awesome podcast for y'all.
Yes.
Sitting there and seeing everything live and in action.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how we get on there.
It can't be hard. Look at them people.
Who are all the people in the audience?
With those little staple signs they had up with the pink, bright.
Like, I know for sure some of them are, like, journalists.
Yes.
From
yes.
some of the blogs and things. Mm-hmm. And some are just regular audience members. How do we get one of those press passes?
Right. How do we go? Because don't we get to go to LA?
Yeah, I don't think they fly us out and shit, but we can somehow
we're on the list. You know, we need to be on the list.
Yeah.
And then,
if there's anyone out there with leads, help us.
Yeah, help us.
No, this looks
we'll, like vlog it or something.
Right. So that was my first thought. Second thought is, the women on this season are the redeeming factors of this season.
Uh-huh.
Because they brought drama. They are all very well-spoken.
Uh-huh.
These women were supposed to be Peter's women.
Yeah.
As they all sat there, and, I mean, even some of the drama that they were having was very, like, well-articulated. Like,
yes! It was!
Becca's coming for Crystal in the most,
yes!
Like,
oh my God,
possible.
In the best way!
Caroline's coming for Crystal. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, these are, like, probably one of the best group of girls I've seen them ever cast in terms of, like, legitimacy and not just, like, a whole room of models.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that models can't be smart, but, like, I want to hear, like, I want to see women with, like, real jobs and, like, real things to say, not just people who are out here in the business trying to, like,
right.
make it. So that further confirmed to me that these were girls for Peter, because I think Peter, the only way that they would get Peter to actually do this show is if they casted a bunch of Rachel Lindsays.
Yes, true.
Because he's not going to stand here and he's not going to choose from a room of 23-year-old blonde models.
Mm-mm.
So I think they were casting these women, this legion of, like, legitimate girls, for Peter, and then he swapped out, and then they got Ari, who doesn't deserve none of these girls.
Because
he is intimidated by all of them.
He deserves exactly who's left.
Thank you. That's so true. Exactly who's left on the show is who he should be, who should be vying for him.
Yep.
So that was my initial thoughts.
And not even.
What?
Really thinking about
right,
it?
Right, because like, Kendall, she could find somebody else.
Kendall, Becca could definitely find somebody else.
Lauren B. There you go, that's a girl.
Anyway, yep.
Going to the recap. So, Chris Harrison has the same tan and haircut from The Bachelor Renegade.
I know, yeah, he shot it the same day.
I think they shot it the same day. Yeah. Because he had that fresh tan, nice little haircut. So they open up the show and they are first just recapping us on some of the most memorable moments mm-hmm. of tell-all history, which was cool. It's like going down memory lane.
I know, and I had never seen some of those right. before, so yeah. I was like, ooh.
So I can give you some context on some of the stuff we saw.
Yeah.
So first up, they showed Michelle Money, who I don't remember. Yes, that was her name. I wish I looked it up.
Oh.
I forget whose season she was on. She was kind of like a villain on her season. And then okay. she went to Bachelor in Paradise and got her like redemption story.
Oh, okay. All
right. So I forgot what her situation was, but it was just good to see her.
Mm-hmm.
Tierra from Shawn's season.
Tierra.
You watched Shawn's season, didn't you?
Recently when we had to.
So, we did prep for the podcast.
Yeah.
So, from Shawn Loeb's season, there was Tierra. She was the villain. She was the girl who had the crazy eyebrows.
Yes!
Like,
yes!
Evil okay. eyebrows.
Yes, I remember.
And couldn't get along with nobody in the house. And it was just too much. So, they came for her all the way on mm-hmm. the tell-all special. Then they showed, I forgot to look up her name, I just wrote down the crazy lady with the dead husband from Chris Soul season.
Oh my!
I don't know what I'm talking about. So she was another one who had short-ish hair, not as short as Becca.
Okay.
And her husband passed away, like, unexpectedly. That was, like, her story. You know, they always have someone mm-hmm. who has, like, a tragic story. Where she went a little crazy mm-hmm. was she would always talk about her story, how her story is so good. And about her husband who passed away.
Oh, no.
She was like playing up her own trauma
That's
and traumatic
stuff.
It was weird. And so nobody liked her, and they came for her on the Woman Tell All. I think it was Chris Soul's season that she was on, I remember.
Mm, okay.
But she went home, anyways.
Ew, and Chris Soul's was so gross.
He was one of the worst actors.
Yeah.
He was right up there with Ari and being just like dumb as rocks.
Wait, damn, is he in jail now? Remember he like killed somebody by accident?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, Chris.
He's still going through it.
Yeah.
His
tractor case.
Hit and run or something.
It was a hit and run with a tractor. Chris! God damn!
Or whatever he is.
Mm-mm.
So that was. They flashed her.
Okay.
We got a little bit of Corinne.
Yeah.
People came for her.
The worst.
During the Woman Tell All. They showed Courtney
mm-hmm.
from Ben. Not Ben Higgins. There was another Ben before Ben Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
Who, in my opinion, was the ugliest Bachelor.
Now I know who you're talking about, because I remember
who that is. He had kind of like wispy hair.
Yes, oh
he was
my god.
A wine sommelier or something like that.
That's
he owned
a
like
job?
A wine. He was like a wine, you know, a sommelier, someone who's like a wine connoisseur.
Yeah.
I think his family owned like a winery.
There we go. So I was like, that's a full time job? No. You got it. Something else. Okay.
I think that's what it was. He worked at like a winery with his family.
Okay.
So he was the Bachelor and he was ugly and whack.
Yeah. Yep.
The villain on his season ended up winning.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. This girl named Courtney, who
Damn.
Was a model.
Oh, wow.
She was a model. And so that was her whole thing. I'm just a model and I'm so pretty and like, I deserve mm-hmm. this, that, and whatever. And she, similar to Crystal, was just saying all kinds of shit in her confessionals.
Wild shit
about the women in her confessionals. And they came for her on the Woman Tell All. And, like, she called some girl a stripper on the show.
Oh, yes. Okay, now I'm remembering from last night. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. She, which is rich coming from her because... On her season with Ben, what she's known for is she snuck off and met him. They went and had a swim in the ocean and supposedly had sex.
Probably.
Because they went skinny dipping in the ocean.
Oh,
and it's like speculation that they had sex. So it's rich that she's calling somebody else a stripper in the house.
Ew.
When you out here skinny dipping and potentially getting down and dirty in the ocean.
There's so much wrong with sex in the ocean.
Ugh, there's so much wrong with it. So, yeah, they came for her whole entire neck on the Women Tell All special. And then lastly, they showed Lace, who I believe was on Ben Higgins' season.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who then went to Paradise and was a complete train wreck. Just drunk and a mess Paradise. And there was, like, a guy in the audience who had, like, this fake-ass tattoo.
Yes, 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 yes.
Tried to play it up like it was a real tattoo. That shit looks fake.
It looked like you could wash it off.
Yeah!
With a loofah.
But they had this whole moment and whatever, so.
Her name was Lace? Like the fabric?
Lace like the fabric.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay, okay.
And she was crazy on her season and then turned out to be a complete nutbag on Paradise.
Yeah.
And so that was cool to kind of, like, recap some moments, just set off the special right. And then they introduced the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Olivia, Jessica, Jenny. I don't know any of these people.
No clue who they are.
Olivia, I only know because she's black.
Yes. And her favorite book was 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, God. That was her.
That was her. Yep. Yeah.
Lauren G.
Lauren G.
Hair was slay.
Hair looking bomb.
She had a long bob.
Yes.
I like a lob. That. She had a what is it?
A lob.
A lob. I can't. A lob. A long bob. A long blob.
We loved it, Lauren.
Whatever it was.
We loved
hair was slayed per usual. Loved it.
So were the lips.
Lips.
She had red lipstick on.
Oh, okay.
She was not fucking around.
No, she wasn't. Annalise was there looking good.
Oh my God, Annalise. Oh, yeah, she did look good.
Annalise looked good. Brittany T, Marique, Jenna, Ashley, Crystal. Who got a mixed review from the crowd.
Yeah, she did.
She got some cheers and some boos.
Still waves like Princess Diana.
Jacqueline, Caroline, Bibiana, Becca M. Who did big old earrings.
Huge earrings.
I liked it, though.
So did I.
I really liked this look. The short hair with the big statement earrings.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't my favorite earrings, per se.
They made a lot of noise. Which was distracting to me.
Yeah, it looked like it had, like, a piece of fabric on it, almost. So, like, a piece of it was, like, lace.
Yeah, they were fabric.
Okay, so that part was kind of throwing
me. You know, they look real California. She looked like she got that at the farmer's market or something. You know?
It was cute.
Yeah, it was.
The look, I liked the concept.
It was cute.
CN.
Looking our bomb, girl. Always.
Just looking good for sure. Always. Hair was laid.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a really good cheer from the crowd.
Yeah, she did.
Looking out for that.
Mm-hmm.
Tia. Her nemesis in the quest for Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Also got a good
reaction from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Great outfit. Tia, yeah. I really think you got eliminated because of that outfit. I think he saw that white dress and said, you know what, let me try to make it work with the other one.
Oh, no.
Because, I don't know.
Because
this was so cute.
It was very cute.
She had like a cute little red strappy shoe.
Yes, long sleeve black lace little number. Very cute.
Very nice.
So Chris starts us off, you know, what did you guys think about Ari? Crazy Jenna, who we love.
Oh my God, love Jenna.
She's like, I was just going through like his older man phase. And so I was like so excited. Jenna can't lie. She can't tell a lie.
No.
Speaking of truth, she wanted to check out the old dude. See what's happening. Cien, she said, you know, night one, meeting Ari was like, whatever. What was really the issue was walking into that house with all those girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's more intimidating than anything, I feel like. I mean, walking up and meeting the guy, that's scary, but then you're also walking into a house with 30 girls that you're about to live with and compete for this man.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, I totally get that. So then they do a little, you know, highlights reel of the season. We see Annalise and her bumper car trauma.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. We see Marique and her glam shaming moment.
Oh, God.
We got clips of Becca M, twirling in her Pentecostal deaconess outfit.
Oh, God. That's Shea Moisture looking outfit.
Shea Moisture?
It looks like she could be selling Shea Butter.
Like she's selling Shea Butter on 125th with the Senegalese people.
Oh, my God.
We got a little moment from Chelsea saying, I don't remember this. I don't remember during the episode. When Becca was learning how to finger paint, Ari was learning how to beep. In college.
Oh.
I was like, well, they didn't play that during the episode.
No.
So they just dropping all kind of little deleted scenes.
I must have missed them. Mm-hmm. Oh my.
And they did a quick little shot to Becca in the crowd, like, ugh. And then we had Crystal, you know, all kinds of clips, people talking shit on Crystal, Crystal being a bitch, the whole Bebiana blow up moment, all of that.
And before we move on, I would like to talk about Miss Marique and this.
Oh, yeah, we went straight into that.
Oh, we are.
So, because Chris Harrison was like, so let's talk about the glam shaming moment. Perfect. You might say.
So, Marique, again, you get my Becky of the Week.
Woo! This must be your glam sister.
She is my glam sister. However, and I really like how she handled it on the show. Kind of.
She didn't handle it. They were shutting her down, and so she sat there in silence.
She sat, she sat there. But she did refuse that mirror from Chelsea. She did. Which was shady as shit, Chelsea, Roy.
Yeah, so Chelsea tried to give her a gift, which was like a little compact, makeup compact, and Marique was not here for
she
it.
She was like, no, I have plenty. They're YSL, thanks. But then she put up this Instagram post that is like 700 paragraphs long.
Are you serious?
It's so long. And my thing is, and I read it, and I understand what she's saying.
What is she saying?
She's saying that glam shaming, she went on the show and made it a thing and whatever, to try and defend herself and how people are always shaming her for the way... She kept saying, shaming me for the way I look, which is not true.
That's not what the glam shaming was, though.
This is not what this is about.
Right, no.
And she keeps talking about how it's the only way she could... It was like her describer. It was like she was like the glam one, and she was always made fun of for it and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
My thing about makeup and beauty and everything that it stands for me is how powerful it is,
mm-hmm.
and how it can really take you from Z to A, basically, and how you should really be empowered through beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole glam shaming thing is taking a whole step back from
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
And that really pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there shouldn't be any sort of thing about glam shaming. You should be embracing it, that you're the glam one.
Right. And glam shaming is not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Like, I'm so happy that Brittany T stood up and was like, I'm trying to make it a thing. Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Oh my god, that was
so
funny.
I love that meme that you posted.
Oh my
god. It's not
a
thing. This is not... Stop trying to muddy the waters. Like, we have victim shaming.
Right.
We have body shaming. Glam shaming is not a thing.
No.
Because then even Caroline chimed in, was like, I was a pageant girl, so like, I understand.
Yeah.
This ain't her thing.
Yeah, no.
What it was Chelsea was coming for her because they were camping or they were hiking and she was sitting there like checking her makeup. It was just like a little offhanded comment that now she's literally trying to make it like a movement.
No. And there's, I think, a fine line that Marie keeps dancing on between being glam and just being like, okay, whatever, I'm over this camping shit, I'm gonna check my hair, to straight up vanity.
Okay.
And just being self-centered.
Yep, yep.
And she keeps dancing on this line and then blaming it on being, like, glamorous and liking makeup. No, girl.
That's not what it
this is. This is not what that has to do with. Yeah. This is you. Like,
right.
This is not the rest of us.
Because I'm sure there are other girls in the house that are into beauty.
Yeah.
Hair and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, no one was ever... Chelsea never was initially shaming anyone for that, for being into makeup and liking how you look and putting on makeup and that being your thing. Like, that's not what this was about. It was a very offhanded comment about you, like, we're hiking and you're constantly checking your hair.
Right.
Which, yeah, that's towing the line. Is that more vanity? Like, you can't just hike and leave your hair alone?
Right.
Or is that glam shaming or whatever the fuck?
Or is it, I'm not into this camping shit, I'm over it. I didn't check my hair, see if my hair looked good. Which she didn't do. Like, she just took it way too seriously, and I think it's because she was just too into herself.
So it is going back to vanity.
Yeah, it's just going straight into vanity, so it got on my nerves. So, sorry, Marie. You get my Becky of the Week, and I love your Get Ready With Me Instagram lives. But, like, come
that's
on.
That's the second Becky of the Week you gave her. Yeah. That's supposed to be your glam sister.
I know, she is my glam sister.
Not anymore. So that conversation, I'm glad that's dead.
Yeah,
that was just stupid. So then we go on to Becca and Tia, the whole age thing.
Oh, yeah.
So Tia's defense for why she, you know, went to Ari and said, vocalized her thoughts on the whole Becca thing.
Mm-hmm.
She said, when Jacqueline went home, Becca says something along the lines of, you know, it makes me wonder if I'm here for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Like, I too have my doubts, blah, blah, blah. And so for Tia, that doesn't sit well with her. Mm-hmm. She's like, Like, I'm so in love with this man, I can't be sitting here with someone who's like, oh my god, I don't know. Becca's retort was, and she was coming with jibs. Mm-hmm. She said, I've been in love before with men who've treated me like a queen. You have only been with fuckboys, so maybe you're the one who lacks experience. Woo!
Bomb drop.
Yes. That was...
She came prepared.
She really did. She came with receipts.
She came with receipts. Which, I mean, it's a well-crafted argument, but there's no merit in this. No. So Tia, okay, she has experience dating a bunch of losers. Most women date a bunch of losers until you find the one.
Right.
So who cares that your high school boyfriend cheated you?
Sit down.
But then she came with another rebuttal, which I definitely did stand for. She said, I was constantly questioned because of my age. Meanwhile, Crystal is 29 and has a lot to learn about conflict resolution and interpersonal skills, and no one questioned her readiness.
Let me tell you about a nanny, okay? Because she deals with children all the time. So she knows about these terms like conflict resolution.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She knows.
She brought it all the way back to the kindergarten classroom.
All the way back to, what was that like? Elementary school education.
Oh, yeah. Like Mr. Rogers.
Right. Whatever she learned in college or wherever she learned this. She got my invite to the cookout.
During this moment. Yeah.
She did.
That was a good one.
I didn't even have a rebuttal to that.
Yeah, no.
Because it's true. Becca's very young, but she has been very... She's carried herself very maturely. Mm-hmm. Is that a word? Maturely?
Maturely, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she chooses her words wisely. She knows how to speak and stand up for herself. Mm-hmm. And then you have Crystal, who's older, probably a better age for Ari.
Yes.
Who is not very mature.
Right.
So, understandably,
theoretically, is not a better age for Ari.
Exactly.
Like.
So, she got us there.
Yeah, she did. She really did.
I was like, fair enough. But then she killed it when she said, I can't help that I was born in 1995.
Oh my god.
And then she brought it back.
I was like, oh god. Oh, 95.
I have memories from 1995.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That sounds weird, being born in 95.
My brother was born that same year.
95?
No, 96 he was born.
Oh.
And I think, and in my head, I think my brother's 12.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because anyone born in the mid-90s?
It just
sounds odd.
Like, girl, do you even know what a cassette tape is?
No.
And you try to date a man who was definitely, like, playing on a
vinyls.
Not vinyls. He was playing on vinyls.
Oh, my God.
A Walkman, though.
Oh, yeah. She don't know nothing about Walkmans, Discmans.
Nope.
She's, no.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, so snaps to Becca. Mm-hmm. She came correct. Or she came ready.
Yeah, she did.
Then they go into the Crystal Bibiana drama.
Mm-hmm.
Bibiana's defending herself again, saying, like, look, I didn't get a one-on-one. I was super stressed. And then you have Crystal, who had a whole entire whirlwind date with Ari. Why are you trying to interrupt my time?
Yeah.
Crystal's defense. You know, I was just coming in to check on you.
Oh,
I didn't know I was
cutting
in on your time. What?
Mm-mm.
You're coming in to check on me for what? I'm having my one-on-one moment.
Like, and I think this was the same excuse she gave when Bibiana came for her on the show.
She said, I was just coming to check on... And they all were sitting there like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Check on who for what?
Yeah.
Stupid. So then, let's just segue into Crystal in the hot seat.
All right.
Chris Harrison brings her up, calls her one of the most controversial women in Bachelor history.
Wow.
She's pretty controversial.
Yeah.
So, as Chris said, there's no denying her connection with Ari. But what really threw her off the show was her own self,
mm-hmm.
basically, with the drama in the house.
In the house,
yeah,
right.
Because she did have a good connection with Ari.
Yeah.
She just focused on that instead of being a fucking weirdo in the house and can't get along with nobody. She might still be there. So they do the whole recap reel, showing all her moments. You know, even her limo entrance. Like, we loved her from the limo entrance.
Mm-hmm.
We both were like, oh, we love this girl in red. She's great.
Yeah.
And she seems very zen. And
yeah, right.
We were all the way forward, Crystal. Until the crazy started. they showed all kinds of confessionals of her talking crazy about the girls, talking about she's above them, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then they showed the whole bowling drama.
Now, this was good.
This was good.
And I see why they saved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we, watching the show, saw little clips or heard things that she said of Ari. Mm-hmm. Woman Tell All, they dropped a little extra deleted scene that we hadn't seen, where she's off camera talking with, I'm assuming, a producer. She said, did I mention my life is amazing and awesome, and now it's all on hold for some bleep bleep? Mm. I was like, did she go have a fuck, nigga?
No. No. Oh my god.
Crystal.
No, wait, did you see what she said?
Oh yeah, so they eventually revealed that she called him a needle dick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, I didn't know they had to blur that out.
I never heard that before as a slur.
As a slur that needed to be bleeped out?
I was like, dick, yeah.
Dick, I guess. But the needle dick too. Didn't they bleep out needle?
Yeah.
Cause if they said needle beep, I would have been like, oh, needle dick.
Yeah.
But they said bleep bleep, so I was like, fuck, what she say? Oh, my word. So, yeah. So, Crystal, her defense. You know, I felt very ostracized in the house. And then she says, you know, reflecting back, I wish I took a step back from, like, my focus on Ari to work on building better relationships in the house.
Mm.
So, I have two things I want to say about this.
Okay.
First thing is, that's not what you're here for.
Right.
You're not here to become best friends with the girls in the house.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, because you are the girl that you are, a girl who says, girls are jealous of me, mm-hmm. like she's that kind of girl,
mm-hmm.
she actually has to put in effort
that's what
to
I'm
make
thinking.
Friends with girls.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean focus on?
Focus on, I should have lived
with
more
these
effort.
People.
It should just come natural.
Yeah.
You're sitting in a house with 20 girls, yeah, it's a competition or whatever, but like, if you really are just like a nice person, it's not hard to just get along
right.
with girls.
There's free food and free alcohol everywhere.
All the time.
How hard is it to get make friends?
That's what I'm saying. Everyone comes from different parts of the country, different
yeah.
backgrounds. Like, there's so much to talk about. There's
right.
so much camaraderie to be had.
Yeah.
Why is this something you have to put, like, effort into? So that was the whole thing I wanted to say, basically.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
yeah.
just, that whole comment was just stupid. Cien tells us, like, or she says to Crystal, like, you did try off camera with us to, like, build friendships. But then on camera in the confessionals, you were a whole other person.
Yeah.
That's where the problem lies.
Yes.
That's where the issue is
yeah.
with us. Lauren S., who I forgot who this girl was.
I love her.
She came for Cien's defense.
And she gets my invite.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, who's this girl?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. you come to defend my girl, Cien.
Instagram and stuff, so I see them, they're very cute.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was this moment or a separate moment where she also came to Cien's defense.
Oh, okay.
About the date, the one-on-one date that Cien mm-hmm. had with Ari, right?
Crystal had to say, yes. Mm-hmm.
So Crystal was saying some really just rude, just off-color shit about mm-hmm. Cien when she went on her one-on-one date.
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren S. came straight, swooped in with
yep.
the defense, like, Cien's amazing, she's awesome, she's better than you,
mm-hmm.
and why would you come for her like that?
No, yeah, and it's one thing to be like, yeah, you know, privately hope and wish that she goes home.
Right, yes!
But this
yes.
in a confessional, like, oh, she's going home,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't see it for her and Ari. That was her, she was one of the
yes.
first things, I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see between her and Ari, she doesn't come back, blah, blah, blah.
Coded language.
Coded language. Okay, so Lauren S. has come to the
she's
to cookout.
She's coming to the cookout.
Ooh, she might need
yeah.
put a name tag on because I can't remember her ass for nothing. I was like, who's that? And then Becca, she's like, just stop trying to create this persona
mm-hmm.
of being zen and love and peace.
Yeah.
Like, just stop being fake.
Yeah.
That's all. That's the theme of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop this whole, I'm this peaceful zen yogi. When really, you are just a nasty, mean girl.
Right.
That's all it is. Caroline came for her neck.
Let me tell you something about Caroline. Caroline had on a white pantsuit.
White pantsuit channeling.
Like, hello,
yes!
That's
exactly what I thought of. And that's a beat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Prepared. Listen, she came looking like a mob wife.
Yep.
Okay, she
had on the bandeau.
On the bandeau. On the white pantsuit.
White pantsuit. She wasn't playing. She wasn't playing. With Rose.
Came for Crystal. So apparently Crystal also called the girls. See you next Tuesdays. I can't even say the words. I hate that word.
I know. I hate it too.
I hate it. So she's like, you out here calling my friends. See you next Tuesdays. Like, all you did was be a sociopath in your interviews. That's where the issue lies. Mm-hmm. Crystal, she just, like, can't accept any responsibility. So she's just like, oh, please. Like, all you guys did was mock me the whole season.
Yeah, she's like, you mocked me. I'm like,
yeah, only after you came for us.
And, I mean, girl, come on.
Them imitating your voice. Your voice is annoying.
It's everyone annoying. Imitates it. Like, come on.
That is not a...
It's not equivalent.
To call me a see you next Tuesday.
No.
Go sit down. So, yeah. So, basically, like, just... Crystal just really showing herself as, like, a girl... Not being a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Like, all of these girls collectively do not like her. Because she's that girl who, you know, girls are jealous of me. She just, like, can't be civil with women. Like, I don't understand it. But Bibiana said it well when she said, you got some issues within yourself. Like,
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
High school mean girl issues that like you just need to go figure out.
Yeah.
Because this is, you are too old to be up here.
Dead ass,
like just saying nasty stuff about girls. Like we're too old for all of this.
Seriously.
This is stupid. Sien wants an apology.
Nope.
Sien is like, I just want you to acknowledge the things that you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And how what you did was any different than when you were stealing time.
Yeah.
You're calling us desperate. You had roses multiple weeks and we're still stealing time. Mm-hmm. How is that any different? Like, just acknowledge that this shit is crazy and what you did was wrong. Crystal's not here to apologize.
No.
That's not what she came here to do. Nope. She will not give in.
And she wasn't sorry.
She wasn't sorry. Yeah. She had a word. She had something to say to everything that they were coming at her with.
Yeah.
So.
That's always the problem with demanding an apology.
Right.
That people are not really that sorry. Yeah.
No. She had to come there with that in her heart.
Yeah.
She didn't. So she's not going to give it to you guys. At best, she didn't even do this, is I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yep.
Which she didn't even give. Which is garbage, but she didn't even give that, so that's a no.
I think Tia gave that to Becca.
Tia did give that to Becca. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Olivia. Black girl who, I think she went home
night one.
Mm-hmm. She was like, okay, this is all fun and dandy. I just want to know, what is up with that voice? What is up with that whack-ass, fake-ass voice that you have, Crystal? Crystal still claiming that she lost her voice.
For 6 weeks, she lost her voice.
And then she's eventually admitted that when she's with Ari, she does speak softer and more gentle. And she did the whole, hi.
Yeah.
God, I don't get it.
Ugh.
It kind of turned around in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So Crystal tells us how her little brother, who was living on the streets, going through what he's going through, she revealed that he watched the show and called to tell her how, you know, he didn't realize how much she cared for him. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, the update is he's, like, off the streets. He's back either living at home or, like, transitioning
into family.
Yeah.
It was a weird explanation.
My thing, it's probably he's been on the streets, hasn't really been communicating with them, and now he's back in touch.
Right.
So they're trying to transition, like, their relationship with him.
Yeah.
So it was a nice little sweet moment.
Oh, yeah.
Even though she's a crazy bitch, like, it all for her, in the end, it's worth it for her. Because she at least has this redeeming moment with her brother, and she might not have gone to if she hadn't been on the show and he watched her and
things
that she said about him.
Yeah. It's worth it for the whole season, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Didn't plan out the way that, you know, she probably intended.
Mm-hmm.
But at least she got that real world issue like solved, or at least, you know, worked on. And that's it for Crystal. Cien.
Yay!
Cien is in the hot seat next. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl, this is your bit for the Bachelorette. Don't go home. You get a finite moment on this couch.
You do.
It's like, let's go to work.
Yeah.
So Chris already just starts it off. You know, Cien was the total package. She's intelligent. She's beautiful. She's sweet. And then she went home. Mm-hmm. What happened? Let's have a look. They do the whole recap reel. Cien slaying in every scene.
All the time.
We have Ari again. I barely graduated high school.
I was working at Pizza Hut.
Jesus. they re-showed her moment of saying, you know, I don't see girls who look like me on TV falling in love. We see her and Ari on their dates. Everything's going well. And then we see her going home. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is just like, everyone's blindsided because this is the type of girl that's supposed to be winning these things.
Right.
Why is she getting sent home at the same time? And so when she was watching it, she was getting very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And she said how in Tuscany on their one-on-one in the evening, his whole energy just like completely shifted. But she said now watching back, she's now seeing that other relationships were stronger.
Yeah.
So she knew she was going home, just like a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
So she can't even really fight it because she knows in the end she probably wouldn't have ended up with him.
Right.
Anyways. Mm-hmm. And then Chris asks, you know, how do men handle a woman like you? He's like smart and intelligent.
I can't stand these questions.
Look, why do I have to explain why my worth to men?
Also,
and my value.
Chris Harrison, Chris Harrison, ma'am, can you answer that question?
Thank you.
Because I would love to know.
Why is the burden back on Cien to explain how men should deal with her? As a regular ass accomplished woman, why does she have to explain this?
Why?
But she said it well. She was like, look, my accomplishments are an added bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't understand the whole intimidation thing.
Yeah.
That's basically what she said in a nutshell. It's like, I'm right there with you, girl. This moment, just like sad note, this moment reminded me of George Clooney and his marriage to Amal.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down. Ella Mudden.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So George Clooney, everybody knows George Clooney.
Yes.
He married, her name is Amal Ella Mudden, who is a very top British international human rights lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She represented the WikiLeaks guy.
Mm-hmm.
She represented the first female prime minister of Ukraine in like a suit that was going on with her. And when they got engaged, there were all these articles of like, you know, meet the woman who's marrying George Clooney. Who's the woman who snagged George Clooney?
Oh, my God.
And then George Clooney finally did, like, an interview where he was like, I'm the one who married her. Can we talk about her and all her accomplishments.
Bomb.
Why is there so much narrative around, like, me, finally the bachelor, who's, like, who's landed me? It's mm-hmm. like, I'm the one who married up.
Mm-hmm.
These are more of the conversations I want to hear.
Yeah.
About how, like, women who are about their stuff and about their, like, bad mm-hmm. niches, how they, why does she have to explain her value?
Yeah.
Like, can't y'all whack niggas just see it?
Or, why is her value that was previously her accomplished now overshadowed mm-hmm. by literally someone with pretty much only looks?
Right. Lauren B.
Oh, no.
Is that who you're talking about?
No, it's
about
George Clooney.
Oh, you're so sorry.
I know he's a human rights activist and he likes recycling and he acts. But like that's nothing compared to what she's done.
Right, out come here on. In the court defending the humans.
Yeah. Come on.
No.
So that made me think of that. And like, I was like,
yeah.
Chris, rephrase your question, yeah. please. Because this yeah. is just some bullshit.
This lazy journalism really gets on my nerves. Very. It's the same thing when he asked, like, oh, you know, you talked about your story as a black woman, like, you couldn't see yourself in a love story. Like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
You need to get in more in-depth with these questions.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Sienna's going to do exactly what she did and just played Obama and stayed on the surface.
Yeah.
Stayed on that froth.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't deserve the in-depth answer.
Deep dive. No. Exactly. Yeah. That's basically what she did. She was, mm-hmm. like, just reiterating, like, I don't see girls who look like me. Yeah. What else do I need to say?
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping that more little girls can see me and girls of all races can see
girls
me.
Girls of all races. That's right, girl. You better play for that bachelorette spot.
Yeah, she knows what she does.
That's right.
You can't be too black in these
No,
films.
Uh-uh.
You can't.
No.
Uh-uh. Which is, that's a whole other conversation.
It is, yeah.
That you can't just be your full black-ass true self.
But it's the reality.
It's the reality.
Yeah.
And we want her as bachelorette.
Yes.
She got to play that all lives matter foolish.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, in this moment. Yeah. So I get it. I guess. Brittany T. I love how they did like a little quick flash of Brittany T. She's just sitting in the audience, like beaming. I don't even know her and seeing her friends, but
yeah.
like she was just beaming in the audience, like, look at this black girl just out here again. So then Chris asks, you know, what's next? What are you up to now?
That's right.
Cien, again, that bid for bachelor.
That's right.
She said, I'm dating but single.
That's right. You better keep these niggas on simmer.
Yep.
That's right.
So, Chris, if you know anyone, you know, send them my way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yes, please. Bachelorette.
Yes.
Oh, send God. 29 niggas her way. So, let's talk.
Yeah, sure.
How do you think she did in terms of this bachelorette bid?
The bid?
The bid. How do you think it went? Because it was her bid.
Yeah,
that was her moment.
It was her bid.
What do you think?
I thought it was excellent.
Yeah.
Because there were certain things that even now that we're just talking about that I'm like, oh, that's why she had to say it like that.
Mm.
She couldn't just say like, oh, I was a little black girl and
mm-hmm.
I had... She had to say, like, all
yeah.
little girls, even the ones who don't look like
right,
me,
right.
everyone, please love me, everyone.
And I thought she looked amazing.
Yes.
Looked amazing. A little bit too much blush for my liking, but that's okay. Neither here nor there. That's just me.
Yeah.
And she wore white. I don't know. She was just, like, out here.
She was out here.
I loved it.
I really loved it. I think she got a better edit than Tia.
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 Mm-hmm.
Next. Or
me
coming
too.
Up. I think she got a better Woman Tell All edit than Tia.
Yeah,
we got left on a more positive note, I feel like, with her. I'm personally proud of her performance.
Yes.
And how she did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, playing it. She knows how the ABC world works.
Yeah.
Better than we do. She knows how these producers
yes.
work. She knows.
Yeah, she does.
In terms of the blackness and being a woman of color in this space, there ain't that many of us,
mm-hmm.
and they're not giving us that many chances.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, if I want to really be in this space, I'm going to have to play it a little safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she did that well. So I'm proud of her performance.
Yeah.
We're going to have to see. Only because, are they going to give us another black girl
in
this soon?
Row?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think also ABC really, really wants their country bumpkin.
I know.
They really want that again. They missed out on Raven.
I know.
They loved
yeah.
Raven.
Yeah.
And Raven went to Bachelor in Paradise, and now she's off the market. So I really
no.
think they want to bring it, literally, MAGA, make America great again.
ABC.
And bring it back to white-ass Bachelor.
Oh my God, the climate of this country, ABC, please do not.
We don't want this.
Black Panther just came out. Come on.
Look at all the money it's making.
Right. Come on, man.
Other thing working against CN, the social media.
I know, yeah.
Tia has 326,000 followers on Instagram. CN has 69,000. Yeah. Which is no testament to them. Mm-hmm. It's a testament to this always happens. If you go back and watch all the black contestants from Rachel's season, they all have way fewer numbers.
Way fewer, yeah.
Which is, that just says a lot about people in America.
It does.
Who they follow and all that stuff. But
and who they can see themselves
who they see themselves in love with. Exactly.
Yeah.
But other than all that, I think Sia did a great job.
Yes.
In her bid for Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Moving along, we're going to get into Becca M. So they did her whole recap reel, you know, her pulling up in the limo and the car. I totally forgot about that. Her moment where she says to him, I'm simple, no drama, easy to please.
Oh my God, they start making it tonguing down.
Jesus.
Oh man. And she, even she rolled her eyes at that moment.
She was like, oh my God. Way too hard in that moment. Ari and his whole, you know, do you still go out a lot?
Mm-hmm.
And how that segued into her revealing her age. And then the whole Tia betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tia getting the rose over Becca. So Becca's in the hot seat. She, you know, says it was tough for her. She felt like her character's brought into question. She felt betrayed by a friend. She didn't say Tia, but she said a friend. And then she talks about all the online hate and shade and stuff that she's getting from people. She then said how, you know, with Ari, she felt like he was projecting a lot of his insecurities of being too old onto her.
That's true.
True, but also, like, you're here for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He can project whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, that's true.
His role isn't here to prove why his age is good for you.
That's true. Yeah.
You were cast too damn young. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what this is. Mm-hmm. So, stop that. Then Tia, you know, gets to explain herself a little bit, where she said another reason why she came for Becca was Becca made a comment off camera or whatever where she said, you know, does anyone else have someone back? Does anyone have, you know, people back home that they'd be interested in dating if they were to go home? And Tia, again, she was like, I was so crazy in love with this man that I couldn't even consider anyone else back home. So the fact that she asked that question just really threw me off and felt like she needed to go, you know, chat to Ari about this or whatever.
Tia, there are 36 people in your town.
Of course there's nobody back home.
She's from Fresno, California. She might have some more options.
Yeah. But that's how you, when you're in this house, you gotta be careful what you say.
Yeah.
You say anything that even potentially shows you might not be there for the right reasons, or that you're thinking about going back home to something back home.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's holding on to that and cannot wait to have their one-on-one to just unleash. And I don't know if Tia went and said all of that to Ari, but it was just giving her more ammunition in her head.
Right.
That Becca, the age thing, she's not here for whatever, whatever. And then, you know, Becca was just saying how she was not admittedly on the same level of love as Tia.
I mean, who was?
Who the hell was? So she feels like she shouldn't have been penalized for that, and she just wished that Tia, like, just came to her face and said this.
And mind her damn business.
Mind her business. Where do you stand in the Tia Becca?
The Becca all the way. What? Tia, come on. Come on. First of all, if you are going to come for somebody like Becca, you have to come out strong guns blazing.
Yeah.
Because that girl's no joke.
Yeah.
Like, she may be young, but she's not playing around.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really hit her below the belt because the whole age thing, she's already, like, finished with it.
Right, we've done this.
We've done it, and also being young is kind of, like, on her side. Like, everybody's kind of looking to be young. You're always gonna look like the older, jealous, heartbroken, bitter woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, I'm just like, Tia, no. No, just sit down.
Okay, so here's where I gave Tia leeway last time. So I think you gave her Becky the week. And I was like, I understand Tia in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't stand Ari, so I don't get it. I'm just trying to put myself in Tia's shoes. Yeah. She's madly in love with this man.
Yes.
And I think genuinely so. I think she really was into him.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're sitting there, like, in love. You're getting down to the final wire. Yeah. And you're sitting next to someone who is, besides the fact that she's young, mm-hmm. she's also saying these little things of, like, back home, do you have anyone? Or, you know, I have my yeah. doubts, too. You're sitting there so sure you're in love with someone, and then you're sitting next to someone who's young and having doubts?
Yeah.
And you about to go home on this 2-in-1?
Yeah.
I'll throw somebody on the bus. Sorry, Becca. See you later, bitch. Like, you know, I never like when people spend their time talking about other people in their one-on-one.
Yeah.
But I understand Tia in that moment. Mm-hmm. I get it. In terms of the age thing again with Becca, similarly, I think we've discussed this. Our issue has never been with her age per se and mm-hmm. her being... not being ready, because she's so focused on that. Everyone's saying, I'm not mm-hmm. ready, I'm not ready. It's like, no one's questioning you being ready. My issue with her, as I've always said, was the fact that she's so young and signing away her 20s to be shacked up with this lame dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what the issue was. Another thing with Becca, because she's wanting, she feels like her character's questioned in terms mm-hmm. of her not being there for the right reasons or whatever. Becca cannot deny that she went on this show for the experience.
Oh, yeah.
And potentially a new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Not go on this show looking for no damn husband.
No.
Stop it.
No.
Stop it. And on top of that, she thought it was Peter.
Yes.
Which she confirmed on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
And so
if you thought it was Peter and if you were set on finding a husband, you should have left.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this whole thing of like my character and my this and my that, it's like, stop, because we yeah. all know you came here for an experience,
yeah.
regardless of what was Ari, Peter, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. So, they go into the whole missing person scandal again.
I know.
Which I'm like over at this point. She explained the story again.
It was funny how she explained it though.
So she
went to the weed farm and
the marijuana farm.
Yeah. What a place to get over a breakup.
Right.
A marijuana farm with no phone service?
No phone service.
That sounds great.
Like, literally cutting yourself off from the world.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, her mama back home is going crazy.
Yeah.
She can't get in touch with her.
Oh my god, 6 days? Not talking to your mom?
Right. She called her mom in a panic. Or her mom. She called her mom. Her mom was in a panic.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually that was all resolved. They called the mom on stage.
Oh my god, that was too much.
That was too much. Enough. But then Chris said, you know, you're not going to be missing for long because you're going to Bachelor in Paradise. Or you'll know where she'll be for 2 weeks.
We'll see you in Mexico.
Any predictions for Becca in Paradise?
She's going to fucking rule it and have 6 boyfriends.
Oh, yeah. She's going to rule the island.
Oh, my God. She's going to be out here. All the girls are going to, like, want to hate her.
Yeah.
But love her because she's bomb.
Exactly.
That's
like, super chill. And
yep.
all the guys, I think a lot of guys are going to come there wanting to meet her and
yep.
see what happens. I think, my prediction, I think she's going to end up with one of the older guys.
Oh, yeah.
I think she does, because she is very wise, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, at 22, I wasn't as articulate, probably.
Yeah, no.
But she does come off as very mature. I think she does crave a man who's, like, a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
you know, worldly or mature
yeah.
or whatever.
Could you see her with a dean?
No. That's what I was thinking in my head. I don't see her ending up with, like, a 26-year-old dean.
No way.
It's going to be someone, like, in their 30s.
Yeah,
likely.
Definitely.
See you in Paradise, girl. Can't wait.
I cannot wait.
Can't wait for that. Mm-hmm. Next up in the hot seat is Tia. We get recapped on her whole love journey and their sad breakup. So Tia tells us again, she's never dated a man like Ari. He's definitely a step up from everyone she's dated.
Damn, shout out to Arkansas.
Shout out to Wiener, Arkansas. That was code for niggas ain't shit.
Yeah, no.
Jesus. Because if Ari is better than anything that exists,
that's an Ari.
Woo! She's been dating some losers.
Mm-hmm.
So even more so, this made me feel like she really was in love with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She really was.
She thought she was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She declared her love. She thought this was it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really think she's never been just like a simple, nice guy.
Yeah, right.
She probably went some straight losers
yeah.
in Arkansas. So Tia's on the couch. She's crying, you know, watching it back. She said she's mad at herself for, you know, reverting back to that, like,
Why me?
Like, being a weak woman, essentially, in that moment. because she's like, I felt bad for, like, why am I questioning what I did wrong?
Yeah.
Like, why am I questioning, was I good enough? That's, yeah, like, she's like, she was disappointed in herself, yeah, for, yeah, coming off as weaker, I guess. Chris ain't shit for this. He reveals, he's like, I don't know if I should tell you this, but when Ari came back inside, after he sent you home, he told me, I'm not sure if I made a mistake. Chris, why are you telling this woman this?
Why would you say that? Because she's still a little bit in love with him, I think.
Yeah, she's on this couch crying currently. Yeah. And you come in with this tea, just couldn't wait to just spill it all over her.
And Kendall is like, you know, I don't know about this guy, but...
Right. But, and then Ari is still in here questioning whether he did the right thing. So then Chris, you know, this is Tia's bid for Bachelor,
yep,
moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks her, you know, are you ready for love?
Yeah.
Because she was in a similar, like, Peter spot where she still looked kind of, like, sad,
yes,
and weak and lonely.
Yeah.
Or sad and weak and, like, you know, vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, bitch, you ready for love?
Yeah.
You trying to Bachelorette or not? Mm-hmm. And she says, yes, you know, I now see my worth. I see what I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, please keep me in the running for the Bachelorette.
Yes.
That's basically it. What are your thoughts on Tia as potential Bachelorette?
Boring as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I already know everything about Tia. I don't think there's anything else to uncover.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every guy, I can't imagine the men who they would choose for this. I can't even imagine. Because like you said, we've come off of Rachel's season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great guys on Rachel's season. Corny as shit, but that is what it is.
Yeah.
Then you get to Ari's season, which were supposed to be Peter's girls, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are really awesome
solid women,
including Tia.
Mm-hmm.
Tia is like a solid girl, yeah, compared to
Dr.
all the rest
Tia.
Of these. Dr. Tia!
Mm-hmm.
And then you were gonna go to Tia's dudes.
And she was in love with Ari.
She was madly in love with Ari. She's never dated anybody so great as Ari. I want to see the guys you want to date.
A bundle of losers.
Oh my god. Just whack. Just average, regular,
yeah,
schmegula, degula. I don't want to do it.
I'm not trying to see it.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, we're obviously Team CN for Bachelorette over here. Another reason I don't want to see Tia's journey is because we've seen this journey a million times. We've seen Tia.
This can't be any different from Emily Maynard.
This can't be different from Emily. We've seen Raven and her journey for love,
yep,
with,
mm-hmm,
Nick and Bachelor in Paradise. We've seen this. We've seen this whole story over and over.
Yep.
It's been done millions of times.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty White Girl.
Yeah.
Gets her sweet ending,
mm-hmm,
and that's that. Show us something else.
Show us Ivy League grad black woman.
Yes, we are now in season 20 whatever. Can we stop casting the same story?
Yeah.
The country bumpkin girl who's,
right,
looking for love. Like, show us anything else.
Yeah,
please. For the love of God. I don't want to see Tia.
I'd rather see Annalise.
I don't want to see her ass either.
But she's older. At least she's 32.
Older. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give me,
yeah,
some divorced guys on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give me something.
That's true. Yeah. Give us a woman who's a bit older.
Yes.
I don't want to see Annalise because I just
want to see
Claire.
Annalise.
I would have loved the Claire season of Bachelorette.
Love Claire.
I would have watched that.
Yes.
Down. Give us any person of color.
Any, yes, literally.
Give us anyone with a different story besides I'm from Arkansas.
Yeah.
From Wiener, Arkansas,
mm-hmm,
and Men Hearing Shit. Like,
mm-hmm,
anything else, please. So that was Tia's story,
mm-hmm,
so we'll see. Then they bring out Mr. Ari Lyandike Jr.
Is that how you say it?
Yep. I wanted to go back and learn it.
Okay.
I wanted to say it right. He comes out in the same tired blue suit.
Oh my god.
It's a nice suit, but it's tired.
It is. Oh my god, how many times has
how
it been dry cleaned?
Times. So we are no longer doing Ari Can Get It moments.
No, they're gone.
This is gone.
Mm-hmm.
He looks nice.
Yeah.
This is the best he's ever looked.
Definitely.
In this, he can't get it because I'm just beyond him. But in this moment, I was like, okay, Ari, you cleaned up well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, even skin tone. Tia, she came for him first. Or she's just still stuck on, like, you wouldn't look at me during the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
And then you pulled Kendall aside because you clearly had doubts with her.
Yeah.
So then why send me home?
Right.
Like, none of this made sense to
me.
Yeah. His whole defense basically was that he just had stronger feelings for Kendall. at that moment. And that's really it.
He should have never taken that girl to hometowns.
Who?
Tia.
Tia to hometowns. Because she's stuck on that. Yeah. I introduced you to my whole entire family. Mm-hmm. And you sent me home right after
her
that.
Incredibly easygoing family.
Easygoing family. Compared to Kendall's family.
Yes, Kendall's family was a little looking at a crystal ball like, he's not the one for you. I know it. Like, what? And then Tia's dad is like, yeah, I like him. He's nice. He's a nice guy. Right. Oh, God. Ari.
So, yeah. He's just like, I just felt better. I felt stronger for Kendall. So, that's my excuse.
That's it.
Jacqueline. I was a little disappointed here with Jacqueline. I wanted her to come for him.
You and did?
I wanted him to explain the whole intimidation comment. What did you mean by that? Because that's when he first said, you know, I'm intimidated, he was talking to Jacqueline, her PhD and all that stuff. I wanted someone to comfort his neck on that comment.
Why?
Because this nigga deserves to be in the hot seat to explain why he's so damn whack and why he's sending home all the women of value.
No, that is so obvious to me.
But I want to see him squirm and explain it.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't want to see all that.
I want to see it.
I didn't want to see all that. That man's been through it. He's, you know.
Fuck him.
He's scared enough.
I know, but I wanted to see it. Oh. So I wanted Jacqueline in that moment to be like, explain this.
Oh, no.
And instead she kind of defended him. She was like, you've been given a lot of flack for the whole PhD being an obstacle when actually you were very supportive of it and yada, yada, yada. Whatever.
I agree, Jackie. It's fine.
No, I agree. I agree. I just don't want goodness for this man. I feel like that was a prime value. That was a prime moment that he could have been put on the hot seat and explain what you meant by X.
Right.
And instead, he got an easy way out.
Yeah.
Just for supporting me in my PhD journey. Like, I didn't want that. I wanted him to really sit there and squirm.
And I think Jackie is dating someone.
Oh.
On her Instagram, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like it. Which
she's
is awesome.
A little man piece. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jackie, we see you. Next up, Becca M. You know, they asked about the whole age thing.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, confirmed, obviously, like, once I learned her age, I took a step back, of course, because it was just, it's a big risk. Becca, her whole thing again, you know, have more faith in me. I just wanted you to have more faith in me, blah, blah, blah. Caroline.
Mm.
So, we don't look at spoilers, Justine and
I. No, we don't.
We will not talk about spoilers on this podcast. I avoid the spoiler sites.
Yeah.
Even when you try to avoid them, though, you still read stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or still, there's still been hinted at things.
Yeah.
So I have ideas of maybe
what went on,
maybe
right?
What happened at the end. That's all I'm gonna say. Caroline, she came for Ari.
Yeah, she
said,
did.
"Look here, look. This whole time you're saying you want a wife. I know what you did.
Ooh.
And I don't know how you could do that.
Ooh.
She's like, I just don't understand. And you know, I hope you found what you're looking for. Ooh. Caroline came with an agenda.
Yes, she really did.
For the whole entire scene.
Like, whole
she
thing.
She was saying all kind of stuff this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So Ari, he's just sitting there kind of nodding. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, you know, you'll see in a couple weeks how it plays out. Caroline's like, no. No. Sit down, nigga.
Yeah.
I don't need an answer from you. I just wanted to say my piece.
Ooh.
She's coming to my cookout.
That's right. That's right. You come in that same pantsuit.
Did I order cookout mama yet? I don't even know.
Maybe.
But in that moment, she's coming again.
I like that.
She's coming to mine too. Shit.
I just like the way that he was trying to explain himself. She was like, no, sit down. Sit down and shut up.
She did like Monique did to
Lenard.
To Lenard Charlemagne. Sit down and shut up. I don't need your explanation. I just want to see my piece. Uh-huh. That's it.
Yep.
Next up, Crystal.
Oh, again.
Who got my Becky of the Week for this one?
Oh, yeah, this is a good Becky of the Week moment.
So instead of sitting her ass in the chair like everybody else, she invites herself to the couch.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a quick look through Crystal's Instagram, homegirl's out here selling Hurricane Crystal
no.
mugs and shirts.
That's not funny after last year's events.
Of all the hurricanes.
All the 20 hurricanes. Crystal, that's not funny. Come on.
Well, that's what she's selling now. So she came looking for an extension of her 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
And invited herself to the couch. Wag ass Becky. So she's just like, I felt like our goodbye was, you know, I just felt like it was very cold. And was just like sitting there. It was cold. And he's looking at her like,
yeah, it was meant to be frigid.
Exactly. So he was like, well, yeah, looking back, I feel like it was pretty appropriate. Mm-hmm. And all everybody's like, woo!
Cheering in the audience. Even me, I was like, yes, get her.
Yeah. He was like, it just sucks to see how you actually were compared to how you were with me. Ooh. I literally saw a whole other side of you on the show.
Yeah.
And then he finished out saying, you know, maybe I dragged it on way longer than I should have.
Oh my God.
Bombs dropped.
That is horrible.
Crystal comes with the wackest of excuses, which is where you blame the editing.
Oh!
She's like, only clips were shown of, like, you know, it's just, like, different clips, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, even Ari was like, nonetheless, you still said what you said.
Even Chris Harrison was like, well, we didn't show the needle dick
thing. Yeah.
So, you know, we tried to help you.
We tried to help you, girl. But there was way more footage because you just still out here chatting shit. And then she wants to bring up the whole bowling foolishness again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the next day, you know, while I was all upset, you just spent the majority of the time talking with the girls. And Ari was like, yeah, this is The Bachelor. Which is code for, bitch, this is what you signed up for.
This reminded me a lot of when, on Winter Games, how Bibiana looked at Ari when he came out and was like, hi, Bibiana. And she was like, hey, with her new man, Jordan. Mm-hmm. And how, exactly how he was looking at her, like, oh my God, I cannot believe that I had feelings and dated this woman.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Almost ashamed for
like
herself.
Like, a shameful ex. Like, oh God, I can't believe I did this.
Exactly. So Crystal just searching and searching, and Ari's just shutting her down at every turn. And then they ended with a weird handshake.
Oh my God, that was so crazy.
Weird, awkward ass handshake.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like so cringy. And then we go into the bloopers.
Which I enjoyed.
I didn't.
Really?
And Ari was, I mean, not Ari, Chris is like, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Yeah, I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't watch the whole episode for the bloopers.
No.
They always show moments of bugs.
Yeah.
It's like the same bloopers.
Yeah.
Where they're giving interviews, there's bugs flying. Mm-hmm. So they did that. They had Jenny, I think her name was, talking about Ari, how he
has his butt. Yeah.
Haha, that was cute. Ari says meh a lot.
Which they should have shown more.
Right.
Give him a little youth.
Thank you. A little personality. Jeez, he did have some little moments of, like, you know, lightheartedness in the bloopers. The little butt, like, the butt thing.
The squats?
He was doing the squats. Yeah. They didn't show us any of that.
Nope.
Like, Jesus. And then they show Ari and Chris wrestling with Kenny. Kenny Pitbull.
Oh, yeah.
Pitbull the King, Kenny. Bloopers end. We're back on the couch. And John Cena...
I don't even.
Leslie Mann.
We're going over this?
Are sitting on. I just have to point out how blatant this product placement was. The ABC. There was even a smooth transition into.
No.
Okay, here are our sponsors. Uh-uh. We're going to do like a whole segment now with John Cena about this. Like, it was just so.
That movie has nothing to do with The Bachelor.
Nothing
this
to do.
Just.
At all.
And it just looks even hungrier. I just like to point out.
On the ABC's part?
No, not even ABC. You know, on everybody's part. Just. In the wake of Black Panther coming out, you know?
Mm.
Black Panther, well, you know, they've done a lot of interviews. They've done a whole press tour. $700 million later, 2 weeks in.
Right.
And, yeah, you guys had to sit on the Bachelor couch.
To sell your movie.
To watch this movie. Just saying. Just saying.
Love it. So true. So, yeah, that was just very odd.
Yeah, it was really weird.
And then they tried to make it part of it, so they had a whole segment of, like, blocking moments from The Bachelor, whatever.
Yeah. Like,
blocking moments from the season, which has something to do with the movie and blocking.
I would have much rather had Leslie Mann host.
Thank you.
Just because she's bomb.
She's hilarious. She's
so funny.
John Cena can go somewhere.
Yeah, he can go somewhere.
That other guy can go somewhere. Chris Harrison can go somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's see on the show.
I would have loved that. Or if she just took over the last half.
Mm-hmm.
Something. This is what I'm talking about. Lazy.
Lazy.
All this is just laziness.
Let's plop them on the couch and have them sell their movie. So they did the whole blocking thing. One thing I did notice, though, in their whole blocking recap or whatever, they showed the moment where Bibiana, so the episode where Bibiana set up the bed, yes, with the telescope, mm-hmm, and everyone was just taking her spot.
Yeah.
And remember when she did go up to interrupt?
It was Lauren B.
It was Lauren B that he was sitting there with when he said, "Can you give me 5 minutes?"
Yep.
Yes! Yep.
Oh, we should have known.
I know. From then.
Oh,
but back then, no one knew who Lauren B was. She was getting no camera time. Mm-mm. So I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
So he sent Bibiana packing. The camera goes back. He was sitting with Lauren B.
Oh, man.
Yep. And that was the episode. They did show us a little preview,
yeah,
of what's to come,
mm-hmm,
for tonight's episode. So they're going to Peru again. Mm-hmm. Lauren B. There aren't words to describe how in love with him I am.
No, there aren't.
There, because you don't.
There are none.
Ever. I just don't think you ever have words to describe how your morning was. Like... Or what your family's like. You don't ever have words. Jeez. So, surprise, surprise. We have Becca saying she's in love. We got Kendall is still...
was like...
Still unsure about this engagement.
Because she's getting them vibes from Kylie.
Exactly. The twin is sending her smoke signals. Get the fuck out. Ari's parents.
Oh my god, he looks just like his
mom.
The
Lion Dykes are there. Just like who? His mom.
His mom.
Sure.
Take out all of his mom's injectables.
Okay, I was like, there's a lot going on.
Take them all out. And he looks just like his mom. Okay. Yeah.
So the parents have flown in from... Oh, no, they live in Scottsdale. Never mind.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
They flew in from the Netherlands. And then we have the mystery man.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Coming to get his girl. Is this... We still don't know. Is it tonight?
It's tonight.
Are you sure?
I think so,
or it could be the finale. That could be the finale.
Could you imagine he storms into the fantasy suite?
It could be... That could be it. I don't know.
Oh, my God. And he talks to Ari.
Yeah, it looks like he comes, and him and Ari have a moment, and then they... Again, the ABC editors are masterful editors.
They are,
split and splice the shit out of this, so all of this is probably not ever even what happens.
Yeah, probably.
But they do show him answering the door, someone's there, and then they show Ari at one point, like, sitting, and there's, like, a girl in the room, like, crying.
Sobbing.
Which, again, they could have overlaid that.
Yes!
Crying from CN 3 weeks ago crying. But either way, I hope it's Lauren B. crying. She was leaving because I can't stand her ass. I'm tired of talking about her. And that was that. That was the full episode.
Ooh, it was good.
It was a good one. That was a good woman tell all.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. I'm excited for who's going to be Bachelorette.
Yes.
So we'll have to wait and see for the next couple of weeks who they announce. I'm excited for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, me too.
Who's going to be on that? And I'm excited to see actually how the season ends.
Yeah.
With all the shit they're talking and the stuff that's buzzing in the air.
Yeah, Miss Caroline.
Caroline dropping all this foreshadow of
craziness. I know what you did.
So, yeah, we're excited. So, yeah, that's it, guys. Please rate, review, subscribe.
Yes, we love it.
Follow us on Twitter. Our handle is #2BLKGirls, #1Rose.
And our email, if you send us an email, is #2BlackGirls, #1Rose@gmail.com.
Yep. All right. We'll see you next time.
See you tonight.
Never ending.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50,
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.